Here's the closing bell brief for Wednesday, February 24th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. stocks climbed following more pledges by Fed Chairman Jerome Powell to retain the central bank's easy money policy. The Dow Jones Industrials briefly crossed 32,000 for the first time before settling at a new record close of 31,961, up 424 points on the day. The Nasdaq Composite gained 132 points. The S&P 500 rose 44. For the second straight day, this time in front of the Senate Banking Committee, Fed Chair Powell reiterated his intention to maintain ultra-low interest rates and continue the bank's asset purchase policies. That eased investor concerns about a potential interest rate hike and fears that an overheating economy would change the Fed's thinking. Verizon secured the biggest share of wireless airwaves in an FCC auction that racked up a record $81 billion in bids. The company bid $45.5 billion for the mid-range spectrum rights, which can extend the reach and bandwidth of its 5G wireless service. And Facebook says it'll spend at least $1 billion to license material from news publishers over the next 3 years. It comes as tech giants face potential new rules around the world, requiring them to pay for news content that appears on their platforms. The Wall Street Journal's parent News Corp has a commercial agreement to supply news through Facebook. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.